This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, March 20th on WGN Radio. We started around, 11:30. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us like they did last night, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Monday night, the time is right for trivia, maybe a little abbreviated. However, we have an hour and a half to get together and plenty of ways for you to win. So 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. You've had a whole week because we have a straggler to think about this ridiculous question. Rescuers have been called to the scene all over the world to save something that fell into a sewer. Oh, that happens routinely. Now, items range from the common to the unthinkable. Well, in 2004, 11 rescuers in England spent 3 hours trying to rescue 7 of these. A passerby noticed something lying by the sewer grate that indicated the contents had fallen below it. Well, 6 of them were lost, but amazingly, 1 was found and saved. What was rescued? All right, they rescue everything. What was this? 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. Now, we have bumper stumpers coming up, and 5 of them, actually, since it is an abbreviated show, but I picked out 5 that all have something in common with each other, but you don't need to know that. You just need to know who did them, and I guarantee you there'll be something that you recognize. Well, I think so, anyway. Now, if that doesn't work, if you don't like my question, and you don't know my bumpers, well, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit. We prove that every week. I mean, after all, we have hominid questions for Johnny D. And we have 4D's movie trivia, and on it goes. So there's something you know something about. And that's all you got to do is give me the category. I'll find your question, and you'll be a winner. The prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get to you. We thought we were going to turn a new leaf and get things out quicker this year, but it doesn't look like it. But before the end of the year, you will get a prize. Please tell us if you die or move. I say that because mailing these prizes is a bit pricey. When I say that the prize isn't worth the price of the postage, I'm not exaggerating that. And I'm always disheartened when they come back as undeliverable. And a couple of them did this year. So, with that in mind, keep us apprised of your whereabouts. Or have family let us know if you leave the planet. So, 888-876-5593. So, you hear it on the news all the time, these rescues, and in this case, things falling in sewer grates, and yeah, everything is fair game. But this, 11 rescuers in England spent 3 hours over this, and they actually rescued one of them. That's the amazing part. So, that's the deal. It is Monday Night Trivia, and of course, trivia is the one show where I can't prattle on and talk to myself. Well, I can, but, you know, I can't win my own questions. Well, I guess I could do that, too, but it would be a short show, wouldn't it? So, I guarantee you there's something you know about, and you're going to strut your stuff, hopefully, next. So, other than that, yes, it's an interesting week. Let me mention that the new moon is tomorrow, and I believe that's around noontime, Chicago. That's an estimate. I'll look it up for exact on MaryAnnWinkowski.com. But you know the deal there, the law of abundance. And this is telling the universe that you're prepared for the abundance that they want to send you. And so you write your law of abundance checks. They're not real checks. Don't worry about that. You're not actually spending money. You're getting money or something of value, maybe. And so if you go to MaryAnnWinkowski.com, you can find out exactly how to do it. But one of the questions that is asked routinely is, okay, when's the new moon? Well, there is one tomorrow. So be aware that this is the time to write those checks. And let me find out exactly what time that would be. And you can go to MarianneWinkowski.com and check it out yourself. Read all about the law of abundance and take a look at that lunar calendar. And for this year, the lunar calendar, we're talking about new moons, and I'm not 100% sure why the universe is hears you more loudly on the new moon, but it is tomorrow, and that is at 12:23 p.m. Central Daylight Time. So 12:23 Central Daylight tomorrow, and so right up before that, because you should, and you know, if you're not planning to be up before the crack of noon, you might want to write it tonight, because it's close enough now to the new moon for credit on that. Now, other things of note. Well, of course, Carol, show prep extraordinaire, has given me plenty to talk about, and if all else fails, well, I will. But in the meantime, I'd much prefer you call and play trivia. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
And I will die. Oh, if you believe me. So baby, come on and kiss me. Come on and give me life, please. Let me. You gave my life. Oh, you gave it unto me. And that's why it's to you. Yes, it is. It's to you that I'm leaving. That's why my heart, that's why my heart is singing. Oh, please, come and kiss me. Give me life, let me live.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Well, that's our first bumper stumper. I remember when that came out in 1966. First time I heard it was like time stood still. It was just the absolute best. Yeah. Huggy Boy played it. Art LeBeau did as well. Just a fine, fine record. It was on Lou Bedell's Dory, and Lou would have been 104 tomorrow. And he was an interesting guy. Of course, he and his cousin Herb Newmark, who Herb Newman started Dory, and then they went on to start Era, and ultimately they parted ways, and Herb got Era, but Lou got Dory, and there was just such wonderful, wonderful stuff on that. In any event, that has absolutely nothing to do with who the act is, other than, of course, they were on Lou's Dory Records. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and so we're talking about the Rescuers, and yeah, you know, it's always those feel-good stories on the news. 11 rescuers are working hard in England, spending 3 hours trying to rescue 7 of these that fell down the sewer grates. And they actually managed to rescue one of them. That they rescued any is amazing, but what is it they rescued? All right, so 888-876-5593. And Lisa is in Dundee. So welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Lisa?
Well, thank you, Raleigh. I'm good. How are you doing?
I can't complain.
I'm very excited to be the first caller.
You are. You are absolutely the first caller. So this
now,
is
let's
good.
Just, yeah, let's hope I get the answer. It's probably wrong, but it seems to me it's got to be something like an animal. So I was thinking maybe a duck.
Not a duck.
Like you saw some feathers on the side of the road.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hopefully nothing big walking by, licking its lips.
No, so it's not an animal. Can we rule out animals?
No, you can't rule out. Obviously, if they're rescuing something, it has to be alive.
It has to be something.
It has to be living, and this is living. So, no, you can't rule out living. It's living.
It's got to be a baby something.
I don't know. No, I would say not.
I know, you can't.
No, I would say not necessarily. I don't know about the age of this.
Okay. Well, I could just rattle off some animals, but I won't do that. Maybe somebody else has got an answer. So,
Well, remember, by the way, if I'm asking it, you know it's out there.
No, it's, I know. So that made me think of maybe a skunk or...
Yeah. No, that would be commonplace compared to some idiot trying to rescue this. And 11 really? Of them, no less. 11 people. What are they? It must have been a slow work day.
And they only rescued one. Which is
that's
be
right.
Very sad if seven
right.
or if six died.
Yeah, six absolutely were goners.
So let's hope it's not a human.
Yeah, seven humans falling down the grate. I think that would probably be headline news everywhere.
All right. Well, I guess I'll take a movie trivia question.
All right. And you like 40s, huh?
40s, 50s, yeah.
All right, well, let's see what
late
we...
Late 30s.
Let's see what we have here. The problem is, of course, I usually have to answer all the questions before they'll tell me if I'm right or not. I really hate that part. So let's see. I'll just go through them. And when I get one wrong, that's the one I'll ask you, because if I get it right, it must be really easy.
Okay.
All right.
Now, can I talk while you're doing that? Or
yes, absolutely. You can talk about anything.
I'm a little bit like you, where I love crime and that kind of thing. I like to watch the 2020 if there's a, you know,
yeah.
somebody gets killed or something. But I just wondered what your feelings, and I don't want your blood pressure to go up or anything, but what was your, can you just give me a one or two word to the Casey Anthony debacle?
You know, it was great for tabloids. They sold an awful lot of tabloids on that. Is there something new on this?
No. I just wondered. You know, she was guilty.
Yeah,
and
guilty.
For her to get not guilty on every single account of that poor, you know.
Yeah.
It was just such a surprise. You know, sometimes they get it right and sometimes they don't get it wrong. That's human nature, I suppose. But this one really shocked me.
Well, the part of it, of course, is that the jury isn't privy to all we see on the news.
That's true, too.
And, of course, you know, they picked people who are unaware of the case. Now, in a case like that, finding people who are unaware of the case and speak English isn't that easy. So you really
right.
got to wonder about that to begin with. Who was qualified for this jury? But, you know, I absolutely thought that she was Fruit Loops, although I would say that the family was suspicious as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
absolutely. That poor girl.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course. But, you know,
yeah.
Can you imagine having that as a mother?
No.
Okay.
Well, what mother waits 30 or 40 days before she says a child?
Yeah, before she notices the child's missing, yes. Yeah. Now, let's see. Where was she? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It was.
She lies about where she works, and she lies about where she lives.
Well, not only does she lie about where she works, but she takes them on a tour of it. Now, that was
my
favorite part. You don't even work there, but go ahead and take them on a tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and you know, she comes up every few years in the tabloids as to what she's doing and all that. And
Who cares?
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So, 1950s.
Okay.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie?
Oh, that is All About Eve.
Absolutely right.
Betty Davis, and yeah.
You're 100% right, so you win again.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, hang on. Have a great week. Okay, I will hang on, and have a good week, okay?
I will try. Now, other than tonight, we have full shows all week, so call again.
I will do that.
All right, hang on. Yeah, I appreciate that, because, you know, the shows are much easier to do when you guys call, so anything I can entice you to do that. We'll have 3 hours Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm going to try to call Marianne tomorrow. It's been far too long. You know, she was moving, and, of course, it is the new moon tomorrow, so it's a good time for us to talk, no doubt. But hopefully I can cajole her into being on the air with us again soon. No promises, though. Karen in Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hey, Karen.
I was going to try. Well, I was going to say ducks, but I heard somebody say it.
Yeah.
So it isn't ducks.
It
well,
isn't.
Could it be turtles?
It's not turtles either. A very nice guess, but not right.
Can I take another guess?
Yes, absolutely. You can take up to six.
Kittens?
Not kittens.
Pearls?
What?
pearls?
Pearls? No, no, it is living. Yeah. The thing is living.
Okay.
I guess pearls
alligators.
Can. I was going to say, I guess pearls can live in oysters, but all right, not alligators either.
Okay.
Those are all fine guesses, though, Karen, and I sure appreciate you calling.
Can I try one trivia?
Yeah. What category do you want?
Geography.
Geography, all right. And yeah, are we talking world geography or American geography?
How about world?
Oh, really? Okay. Let's see. And we should not make it geopolitical. It should be straight geography. Let's see what we
get into.
Exactly. Well, hell anymore. I don't know the names of half these countries. But let's see.
They change all the time.
So. That's right. That is absolutely the right. Now let's see. I'm looking for something that is reasonably easy, but not ridiculously easy. So, what's the largest country in the world?
The largest country.
Yeah. Land area, obviously.
Brazil?
Russia.
Oh, I should have thought of that.
Yep. Yep.
You're right.
Well, nice try, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, well, take it easy.
All right, thanks, Karen. I appreciate it.
I'm feeling better.
All right, thanks.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
So, 888-876-5593. Another big hour of trivia is coming up next hour. We'll have more bumper stumpers, and a favorite coming. Well, I like them all. Obviously, I pick them out. So we'll see how you do with that. And rescued. And this is an interesting question in that I wouldn't have asked it if it was something that was reasonable. But I didn't even realize you could attempt to rescue this. And like I say, it obviously was a slow rescue day for these people. But in England, in 2004, 11 rescuers were called to the scene of the sewer grate. And they spent 3 hours trying to rescue seven of these when a passerby noticed something lying by the grate that indicated the contents must have fallen below it. And so they said, well, we got to rescue them. Well, six of them, forget about it. But one was rescued. So, man. So what is it? 888-876-5593. And if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumper stumpers, again, as we just proved with Lisa, you can have your own category. So you come on, you know something about something. Well, this is the time to strut your stuff. Another big hour of stuff strutting right here on WGN Radio. James. Well, there's your bumper stumper. And yeah, who is he? No longer with us. Would have had a birthday this week. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and we have our straggler. At the end of the hour, I will reveal it. because chances are good you're not going to get it. Though, then again, if you really think out of the box, because this was a big story in 2004 in Great Britain, where rescuers were called to the scene of a sewer grate, and 11 of them worked arduously for 3 hours trying to rescue seven of these. They actually managed to rescue one of these. That they tried it all, I think, is really out there, but they did. And what I want to know is, what were they trying to rescue? Now, if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit. The only thing is, on Monday nights on trivia, the deal is you got to participate, because if you don't, you know, I can't answer my own questions. Well, I guess I could, but it wouldn't be much of a contest. So otherwise, I'll just bellow about again. The new moon is tomorrow at 12:23 Central Time. So if you're writing your law of abundance check, make sure that you do it prior to 12:23. And of course, if you don't understand what that is, go to MarianneWinkowski.com. And it's amazing how well it works, actually. That's right. You're telling the universe you're ready for the riches it plans to give you. Now, of course, the riches aren't necessarily of the wallet-sized green pictures of dead presidents. It may, in fact, be something other than money. But either way, good things coming your way. So, what else do we have going on? And sadly. Day doesn't go by that somebody else isn't leaving us. And of course, that's if you're a big fan of oldies, in many cases, time itself catches up with you. And so a founding member of the Parliament has left the planet. And that was Clarence Fuzzy Haskins. Yeah. And 81 years old, died Friday, March 17th. Fuzzy Haskins, rest in peace. All right, Lewis in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio. What'd you hear, you know?
Yes, how you doing, Riley?
All right, how about yourself, Lewis?
All right, I think I know the Bumper Stopper song just went off.
Okay.
Well, not the song, but the artist.
Yeah.
Is it Richard Dimplefield?
Absolutely right. 1982 on Boardwalk from the Mr. Look So Good album. You are absolutely right.
All right.
Well, hang on. We'll get that address, and eventually you'll get something in the mail. Don't go away, Lewis. All right.
So thank you, Riley.
Lewis recognizes Richard Dimplefield, one of my all-time favorites. I loved the guy. Absolutely loved him. And sadly, died way too young. Had a stroke in Nevada, California, the Bay Area, in 2000. 57 years old. And had he lived, he would be 81 tomorrow. All right, Sherry in Naperville is going to come up with some guesses for us on what was being rescued. All right, Sherry, go for it.
Hey, Riley, I apologize for being delinquent on your show, but time change has, like, warped me.
Well, everybody else, too, it seems. And there's more talk this year about them making it permanent so you won't have to go through it every year.
No. But My thing is, they shouldn't make daylight saving times permanent, because the sun, I follow the sun. The sun will wake me up and I cannot go back to sleep. So to me, standard daylight time is the one I want to be permanent.
Well, you know, that's a debate. And Arizona, which doesn't have daylight savings time, has announced that if they go to this, they are staying on standard time.
Right. And that's more, I think Lisa Dent had a guest on that was a, I don't know, medical person or whatever, that said, yeah, if they do, it should be standard, not daylight permanently. Yeah. And I completely agree, because I've been screwed up since, anyway. And I always look forward to when the time goes back, which is standard time.
Yep.
In the fall. Anyway, okay, so my guesses are for this trivia question. They're stupid, because David said ducklings aren't it, and blah, blah, blah. And he has no guesses, and even though he walks or ever walks, I'm trying to figure out what he sees when he walks the river walk in Naperville. But, so, is it goslings or baby geese?
Nope.
Okay. Is it gartner skinks?
Is it what?
gardener snakes?
Gardener snakes, no.
Okay. Is it otters?
Otters, that's interesting. No.
Well, I used to watch them. They're so funny. They would go up the river, and then they would flow downstream on their back. It was like they were playing up and down, up and down. But anyway, okay, the next one is, what was the next one? What was that? Oh, poop. Oh, rat. What'd you say, dude? Oh, puppies, because nobody guessed puppies.
Puppies. No, not puppies. That would be a worthwhile rescue. This is a nuts rescue. They shouldn't have wasted their time.
Oh, squirrels?
Nope.
Oh, because that's a you shouldn't waste your time thing. And there's one more that might be relevant. Rats.
And I can't, no, not rats. I can't, what?
Well, the part that throws me is, they were in a box, and there were seven of them, and one of them was rescued, and it's all over the world, or whatever.
I don't know if it's a box. It was it was something that was seen by the greats that told the passerby that, in fact, things had fallen into it. But I don't think it was a box.
Oh, I thought you had said that, like that.
No, it's not necessarily. Obviously, it would have to be some form of a container, because what happened was the passerby noticed something lying by the sewer grate that indicated the contents fell below it.
Mm. Okay. Then that chick, baby chicks.
Nope.
Okay. I know I had something else more relevant, but that was my last guess. I think that was six.
Yep. Well, you call me back if you think of six more.
Oh, no, I'll call you back if I think of the one I thought of.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
I love you.
Thanks,
both.
Sherry. Okay, appreciate the call.
Thank
Talk to you soon.
Oh, and Jimmy's back home, and he's so happy.
Yay, that's wonderful news. Now, how's he doing? Is he walking?
He needs help getting into bed. He needs help. He needs a lot of help still. But he is so happy he is back in his own home.
I don't blame him.
Brownstone type of thing.
Yeah.
And, because now he can kind of function, and the son that owns the unit, or the brownstone now, and his parents owned it, and Jimmy's unit is actually originally his mother's unit, and Jimmy, anyway, he's been there forever, and at any rate, he is so happy, and he's got me on his list to call me back because I called him at 9:30 one night, because he used to be a late nighter, but maybe because when he was in rehab, he became an early nighter. So I called him around 9:30, I think, on Friday night, and he had said, I'm in bed.
Uh-huh.
I got him on my list to call. But anyway, I'm going to give him as much leeway as possible and let him tell me everything.
Yeah, sounds great. All right. Well, I'm glad he's home. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
And bye-bye, and say hi to everyone.
You too. So, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Your show's gonna feel bad. nobody, mama. So much harder.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, I'll take you right to a Jerry Blavitt dance. You betcha. So who is that? 888-876-5593-1973 on Mercury. All right. So thank God this isn't television. During the commercial break, I realized that the power supply to the laptop had become dislodged. So all I had to do was plug it back into a power strip, which is underneath the console. Yeah. I practically knocked myself out. Yeah, I think the keyboard tray, right into the forehead was the first disaster. Then I dropped the remote on my head. All right, so it's like that. And but hey, power supply now firmly lodged. Yeah, I guess I am too. And we'll continue here with the Monday Night Trivia for the final 35 minutes if I live through it. All right, so. Here we go. Rescuers, call to the scene. Well, you know, they're called to the scene all over the world every day to save something. And things that fall into sewer grates, that's fairly common, happens all the time. And, well, in 2004, 11 rescuers in England spent 3 hours trying to rescue seven of these when a passerby noticed something lying by the sewer grate that indicated the contents had fallen below it. Well, six were lost, but one was found. What was rescued? All right, come on. This is so out there. And the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals commented the arduous action, saying, well, might not be as cute as dogs or cats, but they deserve our respect and the chance to live out their lives. It's an alternate universe. It just really is. What is it that was being rescued? All right, so 888-876-5593. And what was the bumper? Well, Tommy in Chicago knows, so who is it?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Tommy?
I'm feeling great. I'm listening to you, and it's always a good time.
Excellent.
I heard a song you played, Don Covey, Mr. Seesaw Man.
Yes, yes, yes. Mercy, mercy, Don Covey. You betcha.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Yeah, things are pecked up under the bed.
That's the one that really got him really on the map.
You're right, yes. On Rosemart. Yeah. Absolutely right. Yeah, have mercy. Yeah. But yes, I thought better to have and don't need was a great record.
Yeah, that was 1974 on Mercury.
Yep, yeah, 73 actually on Mercury, yes.
73?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I used to DJ that one.
yeah. And I'll tell you, those Blavitt dances, it was one of those line dance records that everybody got up to a line dance to that. So, yeah.
Great.
All right. Well, good deal. Hang on. We'll confirm that address, Tommy, and thanks for calling.
Thank you, Raleigh. You have a great night.
You too. All right. So, yeah, Tommy knows his Don Covey. Well, I'm very pleased that he got that. Yeah, because after all, somebody should, because Don Covey was just the best. Yeah. And so, let's see. Oh, Stacy in Algonquin. Hey, Stacy. Welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Okay, good. I'm going to try on the question. What about little baby chicks?
Nope.
Let's see. Little baby squirrels?
Nope.
Some type of little birds?
Nope.
Let's see. London. And it's not a dog or a cat?
Nope. I can see it's time for the thinking music again.
I give up on that.
Okay.
I'd like a different... I'd like... could I have Magnum P.I. Trivia, the one with Tom Selleck?
All right. The original Magnum P.I. Trivia.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, hang on and we'll get to it. I promise. Don't go away. We'll come up with the perfect Magnum PI, original Magnum PI question. So, absolutely. So, we'll put Stacy on hold and we'll be talking to Kurt and Mundelein and Sherry's in Naperville with more guesses. And there's room for you too. There's another half hour Monday Night Trivia before the show is over. I will identify what the answer is for this question, as well as all the bumper stumpers. But now we've already gotten Richard Nipples Fields and we've gotten Don Covey. Well, I have a feeling you're going to guess this next one. I'm just sure of it. You'll find out after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Oh, perfect lover. I told you that I love you. It's over and over and over. I told you I miss you. I like the good books said. You'd have a drink just. What are you so?
That's a gift, and there's one line available for you to guess it. So 888-876-5593. Got a couple of first-time callers guessing on our rescue. 2004, 11 rescuers working 3 hours to rescue 7 of these. Gotta be kidding me. They managed to rescue one of them. All right. Kurt is a first-time caller, and he's in Mundelein. Welcome to WGN Radio, Kurt.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I'd like to take some guesses.
Good. Let me hear them.
Was it like an open birdcage where eggs came out?
No, that's a nice guess. Eggs. Nope.
How about like a hamster cage where hamsters fell out?
Nope.
How about a fish bowl, like a goldfish bowl where fish came out?
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Really?
Yes, yes. 11 rescuers were trying to save, I kid you not, 7 goldfish. They actually managed to save 1 goldfish, which is a miracle. I have no idea if they ever found the other 6, but literally the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said, goldfish may not be as cute as dogs or cats, but they deserve our respect and the chance to live out their lives. The rescuers named him William. That was the goldfish, not the spokesman from the SPCA. And yes, William the goldfish was rescued.
Good for William.
Yeah, I guess. I just hope there wasn't, you know, British tax dollars involved in this particular act. But, 11 rescuers, 7 goldfish, and William survived. You are a winner. Hang on. We'll get your address, and eventually we'll send you something. But don't stay by the mailbox anytime soon. So.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on. Yeah, you get a certificate, that's kind of nice, and then something not worth the postage. So let's see, that's the deal, it's goldfish. And Eric is a first-time caller in Morrison, he thought it was hedgehogs. Yeah, that's nice too, but no. I think Johnny D was on to something there. Well, it's hard to say. Well, you know, they are the waning moments here, but we probably should start with another trivia question, so I will make it my business to find it, and then we'll go from there. So yes, goldfish. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Put your sweet lips a little closer
to the phone.
To the phone.
Let's pretend we're together all alone.
All alone tonight.
I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low.
Way down low.
And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
Have to go.
Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true?
Love me true.
Or is he holding you the way I do?
Way I do tonight.
Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know.
Got to know.
Tell me, should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Rather an odd choice for him. It's an artist you know well. It's a song you probably know well, too, if you're a country fan, but clearly this wasn't the country rendition. This came out on Atlantic. Who was he? 888-876-5593. So, now, before we get to our new question, I've got one. Stacy Algonquin wanted Magnum P.I. trivia. So, all right, Stacy, you still with us?
Yes.
All right, so Robin 2 is the license plate of Mr. Master's second car. What kind of car is it?
Let's see. Is it the Mercedes?
Nope.
Not the Ferrari?
Nope.
I know he had a Jeep.
Nope.
Robin, let's see. Not the Ferrari, not the.
And remember,
Jeep.
Remember, the show started in 1980. We were talking about the first incarnation of Magnum P.I. And this car really, in many ways, did too. So it would have been current the whole time the series was on.
Let's see.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to give up on me.
It wasn't a Cadillac.
It was an Audi 5000.
Oh, an Audi. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So, now it's time for me to come up with another question for you. And I had it here, too. So, where did it go? This is actually a good question. This post-World War II advertisement was for a product, but it turned out to be the impetus for giving workers a daily benefit. After the ad started, it swept the nation and became the norm by the end of the year for workers. What's the benefit? All right, never mind the product. What's the benefit? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Stephanie and Madison are going to take some guesses on our bumper. So what do you think, Stephanie?
The one was Billy Stewart.
Reap what you sow.
The last one was Solomon Burke.
Yes, very good. I'm very pleased you recognize Solomon Burke. Good for you.
Yeah, I love Solomon Burke. Love him. I love that man. Oh,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, well, sadly, but of course, no longer with us. And that was a very odd thing because he died, as you know, in 2010 on that flight from Dulles to Amsterdam. And they ruled it as natural causes. And I thought, it is not natural to die in plane flight from Dulles to Amsterdam.
I know. That is strange. That is just really, really strange. Man, it is. Well, the guy, he was quite large, I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Not as big as Don Covey got, but large.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I also love Don Covey. I love him. So the other one was not Billy Stewart, the one before?
Reap What You Sow, yes, Billy Stewart.
It was. Okay, good. All right.
No, they're all gotten except the first one. No one got the first one, and that surprised me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that, the one, the rescue, I am so glad. I hung around. I want to find out. I was thinking snakes for some reason. But goldfish, it kills me.
Yeah, right.
It just
right. Down a sewer drain. Well, they say six were lost. No, six probably swam away.
Exactly. What are you? Oh my God!
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But the way the article read when they said the rescuers named him William, I swear to God, I thought they were talking about the SPCA spokesperson. No, they were talking about the goldfish.
Yeah, that's priceless. Hey, I will hang up so somebody else can get in here. Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. You have a good one.
You too. All right, so 888-876-5593. Johnny D. in Ohio, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Goldfish.
Yes, yes, goldfish, yes.
Did John tell you what I said?
No, apparently you said goldfish.
That's right.
That's,
but anyhow.
Did John tell you that your song was heard today at the Neuroscience Institute?
No, he didn't mention it.
Yes.
Was it?
Yes, his occupational therapist was engaging him in some conversation, and so he was explaining about Monday Night Trivia, and so the therapist said, well, what'll people talk about? And John said, well, one of them sings. And so, so then he says, do you want to hear it? And I
played. Well, I don't blame him, you know.
Right,
I wasn't bad, you
right.
know.
So we played one of your missives.
In other words, there's a song written in his, commemorating your situation.
Yeah. So there you are.
So how'd they like it?
You know, I wasn't sure. I think they. I think they were more.
You need to find out. I'm going after it. Who's this? A nurse? What?
No.
A therapist.
Yes, an occupational therapist.
Yeah, well, tell them if they don't like that song, they're going to be needing some therapy.
All right, well, I'll let them know.
Yeah, let them know. All right, listen, all I had was that goldfish dancer, because, actually, I thought of that last week when you said it, but I never called in about it, because I had already done something. So if you want to give me a prominent, you can. If not, then we'll do it another time.
Well, no, we have plenty. In fact, I've got new hominids. I should look for that because Amanda was kind enough to send new hominid questions. So rather than look at some of the old ones in the stack here, let me search for Amanda's new from last week, by the way, questions. So let's see here because I know we have fine choices. And I know you don't want to miss one of them. So, yes, new hominid questions. Here we go. All right.
Who gave you these?
Amanda.
Amanda.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. There apparently were at least two main evolutionary lines of hominins after 2.5 million years ago. The one that became our ancestors, A, lived primarily in dense tropical forests on mountain slopes. B, was strictly vegetarian. C, was strictly carnivorous. D, none of the above.
Who was the first one again? Lived on a mountain slope.
Lived primarily in dense tropical forests on mountain slopes.
This was after 2.5 million years?
Huh? Yes, after 2.5 million years ago.
Well, I know it's not the last two you said, other than none of the above, because it might be none of the above, and I believe it is none of the above.
And you're right.
All righty, Mountain Slopes, no, I don't believe so.
Yeah.
You don't get too many, apes. Well, sometimes you do. Okay.
All right, good deal. Yeah. Well, thanks, Johnny D. All right, so, yes, multi-talented bye-bye. Johnny D. Yes, knows his hominids, that's for sure. Sometime we'll have to have a conversation with him about how that particular study started, because I think most of us don't, immediately say, I'm going to learn all I can about hominids. But he certainly has done that and more. So our question, I'm expecting a winner here. Well, maybe not tonight, but soon. Yeah, I'm expecting such a winner. I think I've lost the question. How'd that happen? Let's see. Oh dear, I have lost the question. I was moving it to a different place, and yes, I moved it right off the list. Oh, this is great. Yeah, it's just. Gone. The question is gone. How is this possible? No, it's not possible. It's got to be here somewhere. All right. And now I've completely... Oh, yeah, I do remember the question, but why isn't it written here? Oh, it is terrible. But yes, it was the commercial that led to an employee benefit to this day. And what I wanted to know is, what is the employee benefit? So I am going to not save this and open it again and hope that it reappears, or else we'll just come up with another question. Yeah, it's like that. So let's see. No, that's news sponsors for a different radio series. All right, now let's get to WGN for Monday. The 20th of the first day of spring, by the way, technically, as far as that goes. And so here we are. Question reappeared. This post-World War II advertisement was responsible for giving workers a daily benefit. In under a year, it became the norm across the country. All workers had it. But what was the benefit called? Now, the advertisement, of course, was for a product. And in the verbiage of the commercial, it led to using the product to the point that it would be a benefit for employees. So, yes, what's the deal? 888-876-5593. What is the benefit called? And, yes, it exists probably to this day. I don't know. I've never been an hourly worker to know about the benefits, but this supposedly is one. So 888-876-5593. And by the way, I don't expect an answer right. It'd be nice, but I don't expect one. And so it is that'll be our holdover for next week. Now the goldfish question will be online, along with the answers to all our bumper stumpers, which you got them all except the first one. And the first one was the Whispers, I Was Born When You Kissed Me, 1966 on Dory, which I thought was a marvelous record, but it obviously wasn't one that resonated with you. But all the artists, whether it's Richard Dimples Fields or Solomon Burke or Don Covey or Billy Stewart, would have had a birthday this week, but sadly none of them lived to celebrate it. Richard Dimples Fields would be 81 tomorrow, died in 2000, 57 years old, had a stroke. Solomon Burke would be 83 tomorrow, died in 2010, as we were talking with Stephanie on that flight from Dulles to Amsterdam. Yeah, took off, he was fine in Dulles, lands in Amsterdam, he's dead. And they say, natural causes. Well, that'd be enough to get me off the plane. All right. Don Covey, It's Better to Have and Don't Need. Well, Don would be 87 this week. Died in 2015 of a stroke, was 78 years old, and sadly, tremendously overweight, which was a contributing factor. And Billy Stewart, Reap What You Sow, his first chart record, 1962 on Chess. Billy would be 86 this week, but sadly died 32 years old, 1970, an auto accident. Career cut way, way, way too short. So those were our bumper stumpers. And I mentioned also the owner of Dory, Lou Bedell, would have been 104 tomorrow. And he was quite the character in many ways. He even had a television show in New York for a while, kind of in the old vaudeville vein. So rest in peace, all of the above, and thanks for the music. So I'm looking at the waning moments here, seeing if there's anything else you need to know. But I know what it is now. I told you there were full shows all week long, other than tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It turns out I was wrong again. Apparently, Thursday night is a partial. We'll be on after the NCAA something or other. And so it is that tomorrow and Wednesday, though, will be chock full of, well, hopefully your calls, actually. If not, I'll just come up with something else. So, yeah, too numerous to mention, meaning I have absolutely no idea, but I have 21 hours to figure it out. And until then, that'll be a wrap. We thank Dan for keeping us on the air. Couldn't have done it without him. We thank John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. Yeah, couldn't play trivia without you, that's for sure, and it always makes the show better, so thanks for that. And we'll pick it up there at, that would be 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time tomorrow evening, or now this evening, actually. It's a date. Talk to you then on WGN Radio.